The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today. With our Bibles open to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we'll begin our reading in verse 13 after a word of prayer. Father, I ask you now to help me get across the truth of this passage to your people. Strengthen their hearts and help them in these days. And Lord, we love you because you first loved us. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Now, we have been looking, and quite lengthy has been this study. We're just taking our time walking down through these verses. But today, we begin looking at God's purpose and our spiritual lives. We looked last week and the week before at God's purpose and our physical lives, looking at the life of the believer should be lived with principles in mind, and it should be lived with the principles of spiritual profit and spiritual progress, and then lived with priorities in mind. There are necessities in this life, but we should focus on the priorities and keep eternal things in our minds that we might have an eternal perspective. But in view of redemption, look now at the middle of verse 13, the start of the second sentence. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power. Our spiritual lives, in view of our redemption, stress the fact that the body is for the Lord. It is not for fornication. This is a truth that we must underline in this life. The body is not for fornication, unlawful sexual immorality, and activity, whether it be in mind or body, is sin against God and displeasing to the Lord. Put it down in bold, young people. Put it down in bold, middle-aged people. Put it down in bold to the older people. The world, it's advertising, it's promoting, it's tempting and teaching and turning the hearts of people always toward the sensual, always toward the immoral. And what the devil whispers in your mind at night when you go to sleep, concerning fornication and adultery is contrary to what the Bible teaches, and though it's what your flesh agrees to, it is contrary to what God has designed for our bodies. Paul said, the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. Underline it. Not for fornication, but then understand it. It is for the Lord. Here is a truth that we must understand. We who have been redeemed now belong to the Lord, and our bodies are to be controlled by the Spirit of God and yielded with all of our members and all of our capacities to carry out the work of the Lord. We know in Romans 12, 1 and 2, we are told to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, and this is our reasonable service. We should freely and purposely give our bodies unto Him out of joyful and thankful hearts. Our bodies are His already, but He delights in the free will offering of the believer's body. Surrender your body to Him today. Give Him your all, full submission. Abandon yourself to the work and will and way of God. Walk no more according to the carnal appetites and desires of the flesh, but walk according to the will of the Lord for your life. Consecrate your body anew to the service and worship of God in a most personal and practical sense. We are to stand before the Lord and offer our bodies wholeheartedly and unreservedly at His disposal to do with as He so desires. This is a truth that we must understand. In this life, if we would please our God day by day, our bodies are not for fornication, but for the Lord. So the body is for the Lord, but the Lord, he says, is for the body. The verse closes, and the Lord for the body. Now we look at the other side of the coin as we consider how that the Lord is for the body. That is, He is for the righteous and lawful use of our bodies. He desires them to be healthy, but He desires them to be holy. He desires to employ them in His service. He desires to bless them with strength that they might serve Him. It is His desire to use our heads and eyes and lips and ears and mouths and fingers and hands and arms and toes and feet and legs, etc., all the members of our body, all of our strength should be given unto Him. Not just our soul, not just our spirit, but also our bodies. So in view of redemption, but then in view of resurrection, verse 14, we see the Savior's resurrection. And God hath both raised up the Lord. The glorious resurrection of Christ affords the Christian life with so much, yea, without it we would be of all men most miserable, as we would have no hope beyond this life. This is the focus of the Christian life. Oh, the resurrection of Christ, how we should present our bodies unto Him as pure vessels, when we consider the knowledge and understanding that God brings and gives, that our bodies will be raised again to follow Christ, the first fruits, in that divinely ordained order in the resurrection that Paul deals with in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. But then the saints' resurrection. and will also raise up us by his own power. We too will be raised up again. Let us then take special care while we are here in order to keep our bodies clean and pure for the glory of Christ Jesus our Lord. Of course, he is going to change our vile bodies and conform them and make them like unto his glorious body, under that image of Christ will be jointly formed, fashioned like unto his glorious body. God transfigures these bodies of a vile and low estate to an honorable and glorified estate. We will be like the Lord Jesus. But let us take heed unto ourselves. Let us purify ourselves even as he is pure. And let me say it like this: the guarantee and the glory of our resurrection is bound up in that phrase, his own power. God is going to do it. And this phrase introduces the next thought of the chapter, which is the Lord and his power over our bodies. You see, at the moment of salvation, the Holy Ghost baptizes us into the body of Christ, and we become one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 12:12 through 31. We are placed into him, and he comes to indwell us, and our bodies become the very members of Christ in a spiritual and in a powerful way. This power of God in our lives is to be recognized. This gives us the body's distinction. Verses 15 through 17. But his power is also to be revered. This gives us the body's devotion. And we close with this very strong verse, verse 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Brethren, the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.